This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Vice President Kamala Harris is pushing back against Donald Trump over his false claims about her racial identity.
She's got one of the worst records in anywhere.
Donald Trump held a rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Wednesday night.
Well, Kamala, let's go. Challenge accepted. Are you ready? Let's compare our record point by point.
Earlier, he was interviewed at the National Association of Black Journalists annual convention.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
It was the same old show.
Vice President Harris addressing Sigma Gamma Rho, a historically black sorority.
The divisiveness and the disrespect.
Adding,
the American people deserve better.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. is worrying about conflict ramping up in the Middle East. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there must be a ceasefire in Gaza.
Ceasefire is in the interest of everyone. It's in the interest of Israelis. It's in the interest of Palestinians. It's in the interests of the region.
Meanwhile, Israel is saying this morning that the head of Hamas's military wing, Mohammed Def, was killed in an airstrike in Gaza in July. Watch for the accused mastermind of Al-Qaeda's 9/11 attacks to plead guilty. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices are expected to enter the pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. Almost 200 people are now known dead in Tuesday's landslides in India. More than 180 are still missing, but hope of finding them alive is waning. Taylor Swift is performing today in Warsaw, Poland, and telling fans not to panic if they hear loud sirens. Those sirens are marking a key World War II anniversary. This is AP News. An arrest involving the Secret Service detail for the vice president's stepdaughter. The AP's Julie Walker.
A New York City software developer was arrested after allegedly damaging the license plates of two Secret Service vehicles assigned to protect Vice President Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, who was dining at a restaurant in Tribeca at the time. The Secret Service says Ella Emhoff was not in danger. The man, Harry Hayman, appears to be a supporter of a small group of citizen activists who call attention to and sometimes personally adjust the obstructed license plates often used to evade tolls and traffic enforcement. An X profile bearing the suspect's name shows dozens of messages about the issue. Hayman was charged with obstructing governmental administration and criminal mischief. Julie Walker, New York.
Gas is down to $3.48 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.